Understanding and conquering depression is very personalized and has an inner complexity that is only your story. If you're struggling with depression or know someone who's struggling with depression, I know you want me to say, here's three easy steps to conquer your depression. And that's not reality. Depression can be very complex. It has multiple layers. It can be learned from early childhood. And there's no one easy answer. And this is one of my biggest frustrations in the self-development and supplement world. I follow lots of people who have very good things to say, but often say things as if they were black and white. If you just take this supplement, you will no longer be depressed. If you just take this medication your doctor prescribes, then you will no longer be depressed. Or, you know, lots of people who have the three easy steps, 10 easy steps to happiness or a fulfilled, successful life. It's not that simple. And so keep watching. I know it's not exactly what you wanted to hear, but understanding depression and understanding how it's impacting you and where it comes from in you will allow you to conquer that depression. Now, I want to differentiate between depressed mood and depression. So major depressive disorder is an actual DSM diagnosis that has to meet certain criteria. So, you know, and we have videos on that and you can look at that. Everyone experiences sadness, and that's what we call depressed mood. And oftentimes we use that word depression kind of interchangeably, whether we mean like clinically depressed or just depressed mood. But I think if you've been struggling with depressed mood for a long period of time, it's impeding your function. You are constantly in a negative loop cycle and maybe even low energy. You are likely dealing with more on the depression side. You may also be dealing with anxiety, and we have several videos on that. And one of the things that I often talk to my patients about is, what do you think came first, depression or anxiety? Think about that for a moment. If you have both, are you so anxious that you get depressed? Or are you so depressed that you're anxious that you can't be productive? And that's a very personal question. I can't answer that for you. But sometimes it really helps in finding, understanding your depression and conquering that. In the description, there is a feelings log, and you can download that, you know, or just write on a piece of paper, what feelings do you have? You know, depression, anxiety, sadness, grief, fear, whatever words come to you, write those down and begin to quantify them and see if we can't like figure out where they came from. I will tell you my story of depression. If you know my story, you know that I have real reasons to be depressed now. I've lost 3 children over the course of 17 years. But to be completely honest with you, I was depressed before I had a reason to be depressed. I was raised by a single mother up until age 9, and I lost my father. He died when I was 10 months old. And during that time, I remember sadness. And I also remember my mom being depressed and anxious. And so as a child, you know, was that genetic? Did I genetically receive that from my mother of having a predisposition for depression? Or did I learn that from watching her and her depression, right? And again, that's a personal question that you have to begin to ask yourself. As I became a teenager, a lot of negative thoughts started to come in. I'm not smart. I'm fat, which fat means ugly, or I can't do this academic, so therefore I'm not smart. And those negative dialogues began to arise, and I experienced some depression. Again, was that the way I was talking to myself, or is there a genetic predisposition? Is that a biochemical problem? Again, I joined the Army. A lot of negative talk, a lot of, you have to stay within a certain weight or you are not a good soldier, which was a big deal for me. And then into my early 20s, my depression manifested as an eating disorder. Okay. This is all before having and losing children, right? So there was depression there. So what does that mean? When I say understanding and conquering depression, it's a personal journey that you may need professional intervention with, but I want to put it into like three buckets for you. This is not three easy things to conquer your depression, but these are three areas that you need to personally evaluate your depression and what you need to do about it. The first area is biochemical. We know that there are changes in the brain related to depression. We know that depression does run in families. And there is a biochemical change or reaction or deficit, however you want to look at it, in the brain in a depressed person. Now, there's arguments as to whether what comes first, like was there genetic predisposition to that and you were going to be depressed regardless of your life, or was the stress cause that that change? But we know there's a biochemical change. And so medication sometimes is appropriate. And I always say to people, if you are trying your hardest, if you are working on these other two areas that I'm going to discuss, and you're not able to make improvements in your depression symptoms, it may be time to consider medication. There's also supplements and, diet and exercise. So everything is pharmaceuticals, but don't not take pharmaceuticals because you're listening to these people that tell you it's bad if you take pharmaceuticals, right? We have to, if there is a biochemical change going on in you, you need to address that. I have done both. I have done functional medicine. I've done lots of testing and supplements, and have taken those, incorporating exercise and meditation. But there's also been times in my life where I have taken medication. Okay. So again, very personalized. So that's kind of the first bucket of understanding. Biochemically, is there something going on with you that needs to be addressed? The second is psychosocial, right? This is the stress in your life, the stress in your past, and how are you responding to that stress? Okay. And this is, maybe you do need to see a therapist and talk through some of your past. Maybe you do need to learn new coping skills. Maybe you need to start incorporating meditation to give a physical decrease in your stress response. Maybe you need to make boundaries in your life to decrease that stress, right? This is your environment, the things that cause you stress both in your past and in your present. And how are you managing those things? And I have lots of videos on how I've done that through my grief, through depression, through anxiety, and, working through those things. The third bucket is learned or programmed behavior, right? This is your response. How are you responding to these things that are happening to you? This is where cognitive behavioral therapy is like the number one treatment for depression in this learned programmed response, right? The way that you think, so CBT is cognitive, the way that you think impacts your behavior and your mood. And I talk about this all the time because the Mentally Strong Method is a cognitive behavioral approach. But it's also important, remember I said there's three buckets, and yes, in that learned, programmed, wheel that you've got going on in your head and those negative thoughts going on in your head, CBT is the answer. That is going to change that learned, programmed behavior. But if you don't learn to handle your stress or maybe remove some stress from your life, and you can't always do that, right? If you know my story, my children were diagnosed with a rare neurodegenerative condition. I couldn't remove that stress from my life. I had to deal with it every day, right? So sometimes it's coping mechanisms, sometimes it's boundaries. But, you know, learning to respond to that stress. And then when appropriate and when needed, address any biochemical concerns. So this is your journey. It's your personalized depression. And I wish as a provider, I could say, we know exactly why you're depressed. And if you take this medicine, you will no longer be depressed. Psychiatry is emerging. There's a lot of new medications and things coming out. But we also know that traditional antidepressants only work 50% of the time. That means 50% of you who have tried medications are still depressed. So, you know, it's complicated. It's all of those things, but you can conquer it. But there has to be a little bit of personal responsibility, even as you seek professional intervention, right? Because the doctor or the chiropractor, the acupuncturist, they know their specialty, but they don't know you and your whole story and how you got to where you are, both the positives and the negatives. So address any biochemical concerns, learn to decrease your stress, and learn a cognitive behavioral therapy. Change the way you think so that you can improve your mood. I'm Christy Bundacamara. I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner with over 20 years of clinical experience and 17 plus years of navigating my own grief and trauma and conquering my depression. I know that you can do it. If you are really struggling, this next video is really about grief, but it can be applied to grief or trauma or when you feel like your history is just too much, when grief feels like nothing matters.